The Takeover is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
Oh, Seth Newville, it's going to be a long day for you, my friend. Oh, my goodness. So we got a very important episode here, actually, and I feel like it's going to be one of our most popular. It's the GOAT debate, and everyone loves talking about it, and I love talking about it, too. Oh, I already see a go, Ryan. I love how this is starting. I love it. So we had an episode Monday, and I think we're talking basketball, and I said something about LeBron being the GOAT, and Seth goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, you're one of those guys, and I'm like,
see, I always knew you liked LeBron, but I didn't know you saw it like that, and that disappointed me, but also excited me, because here we are today.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, well, that's what we're talking about Friday. I'm like, damn right it is, because LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time, and I'm about to tell everyone why. But I'll let you go first, Seth. Seth is Team Michael Jordan, in case y'all were wondering. And I am Team LeBron James for who is the greatest basketball player of all time. And this is a debate that's probably not going to go away for a very long time. And I'm actually, it's because LeBron's still in the league. But once he retires, once it's all said and done, there will be no debate. Seth Newville.
I'll kick things off right there. Please. I'm going to open up with my Jordan introduction. This is going to be like basically a court session. We each got our opening acts. Then we're going to do a little bit of back and forth, let you all decide the winner. Now, we're going to start. You said when it's all said and done, there's going to be no debate, right? That's what you just said. I'm going to start and I'm going to challenge that real quick.
Absolutely.
You said when it's all said and done, LeBron's in his 17th season right now. Michael Jordan played 15 seasons. So yeah. I believe this conversation should be basically wrapped up right about now. Just going off that in that span, Michael Jordan played, like I said, 15 seasons. LeBron's in his 17th season. Michael Jordan accomplished far, far more than LeBron James has accomplished today. Obviously, we're going to hit at the big things. Obviously, we're going to hit at the big things, right? The championships, 6-0 in NBA Finals. Obviously, I'll start with that, but I'm not going to dive. That's the known. Everyone knows the 6 compared to the 4. Everyone knows that. The 5 MVPs compared to the 4. Michael Jordan has 5 MVPs. And I've been one to argue that LeBron maybe should have had a couple more the last couple years.
Absolutely.
But also I think Michael Jordan could have had a couple more when he was in Chicago. But at the end of the day, Michael Jordan has more MVPs as well. 5, 2, 4. Finals MVPs, they've both won the finals MVP for every single one of their championships. So it's 6-4. Michael Jordan. The two that I think people forget about the most when it comes to Michael Jordan, the two things that I think people don't appreciate the most about Michael is his defense. I'll start with his defense. He was, I believe, an 11-time All-Defense and a winner of the Defensive Year Award.
He was 9-time
All-Defense. Nine-time All-Defense.
That's still insane.
Winner of an Defensive Player of the Year Award, something LeBron James has never done. He has never, ever won the Defensive Player of the Year Award. Michael Jordan did. He won one 9-team all defense on NBA. But another one that I talk about is just the pure scoring, 10-time scoring champion. He played 15 NBA seasons, including, two with the Washington Wizards where he was old and he was just having fun at that point, didn't even care about that. Get rid of those seasons. Those are out the door. So that takes us down to 13 seasons. Take out his rookie year. So in his prime, so at his second year in the NBA up until he left for Washington, He was the scoring champion 10 out of 12 times. That is absolutely remarkable. And I don't think people realize, I mean, you think of Michael, you think of his grittiness, his clutch shots, his playoff performances. Yeah, those are obviously spectacular. But not only that, he was a scoring champion. I mean, people nowadays watch James Harden play, and people are like, James Harden might be the most gifted offensive player I've ever seen in my life. Greatest offensive player I've ever seen. He's scoring championship, what, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
He's been the scoring champion?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan did it 10 times, and no one ever realizes, like, when people are like, ooh, pure scoring, ooh, James like Harden, Lance. Kevin Durant. And I like Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant, it might be one of the best offensive players ever. But he did it 10 times. That's an entire decade's worth of scoring titles.
Yeah.
But anyway, I may get off of that. Then we get to the playoffs. He averages 33 points per game in his career through the playoffs. 33.
Stick around for my take, Lance. I appreciate it.
What'd he say?
He's like, I just wanted to come in here and say this. LeBron James is the GOAT.
Yeah. We'll be talking all about that this one. But so I think people forget just how pure of a score he is. But then you take all that, all right? I'm not a huge stats guy. I know I started with some stats. But then you just take into account the fact that I think the biggest indicator with me, and with this argument, and I'm probably the worst person to say this, in that we should just respect them for who they are and their greatness. I'm the worst. I've never respected LeBron James. I didn't mind him when he first came into the league. The second he made the decision, I was like, I fucking hate that guy. For him to go on national television and tell his hometown that he was abandoning them to go play in South Beach with his best buddy over the television after a show, that was when I was like, all right, this guy sucks. So after that, so I'm probably the worst person to say that we should respect him, because we should. I mean, obviously these are the two greatest players to ever play, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I will say that. But when we are talking about the greatest, with the greatest, the biggest argument I always make in this conversation is when you hear from a LeBron person, I'm sure we're about to get into this, there's so many what ifs with LeBron. It's like, well, what if he didn't play the Warriors? Well, what if he didn't struggle against Dallas? Well, what if he had help in Cleveland? There's always what ifs. There is no what ifs with Michael Jordan. There wasn't. I mean, you watched The Last Dance. It showcases it really well. There's no, they got their asses kicked in Detroit early on, his first couple years in Chicago. They couldn't beat the Bad Boys. You know, they didn't go and say, well, let's go join him. You know, Jordan was like, let's get Isaiah on the phone. Let's bring Isaiah to Chicago. Let's get me to Detroit. Hell no. He said, we're going to stay in-house. We're going to stay here. We're going to kick their ass by ourselves. We're going to figure out how to do it. And they did.
I think there's what ifs for Jordan.
What ifs with Jordan.
I think there are, well, in good ways. I think, what if he didn't play baseball?
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Like, there's what ifs for every single athlete. Anyways, I'll let you finish. I just wanted to say that because.
No, that's true. The baseball thing was the biggest flaw. But yeah. Also, it goes to point for me, I think, just how dominant he was. Well, the fact he won 3 championships, I was like, I'm going to go play baseball now. Goes and plays baseball for a year and a half, comes back, wins 3 more in a row. I mean, you know how hard a three-peat is? LeBron's never done it. Jordan did it twice, even after taking 2 years off of basketball. I mean, you're playing another professional sport. You're not practicing your other sport very much. I guarantee he was not in the gym playing basketball every single day while he was playing with the White Sox minor league system or whatever he was doing. And so to cut back at three-peat again was incredible. And people always knock him for, well, he had Scotty. Well, yeah, again, they built that within, right? I've always given Jordan so much respect for their ability to stay put. LeBron had to chase that. LeBron had to go out and get that.
He didn't have a choice.
He did, though.
He did, I mean, well, for they were his bad legacy, in Cleveland. He did not have a choice.
They were bad in Cleveland for his first 7 or 8 years. But Chicago didn't win much in Jordan's first 7 or 8 years. It took them a while to get it going. And they built, they said, we are going to win from within. We are going to figure it out in-house and take care of it. Bron was like, nah, Cleveland hasn't given me much. I'm out. I'm in. Go get my ring with D. Wade. Does that. Like, all right, now once Cleveland has some players, all right, now I'll come back and play with them. Yeah, sure. That's cool. Okay, now Cleveland's bad again. Let me go play with Anthony Davis in LA. Like, there's always just been that road out for him. With Jordan, there was never, ever a road out. You kicked Jordan's ass. You knew he was coming at you next year. With Bron, I don't think we've ever seen that. I don't think people have ever... I've talked about it with other athletes on this show, but I don't think people have ever feared LeBron in today's NBA like they did with Michael Jordan.
Oh my God, not true.
I think when God, Michael Jordan, those years in Chicago, people knew that Chicago was the team to beat through so many regular seasons and so many playoffs. Like, yeah, this LeBron team's pretty good, but this team's better.
Yeah, I know.
They're not going to beat this team, right? That was never, ever, ever the case with Chicago. There was never a time where someone's like, oh, this team's better than Chicago. No, it was Jordan's NBA through the past 20 years.
And it's been LeBron's NBA.
But there's always been a team where people are like, they're probably going to be better. Like Golden State, everyone was like, LeBron's good. He might get there, but there's no way he beats LeBron. There's no way he beats the Warriors. Like there's always been that other team that people are like, yeah, he's going to be good, but I don't know. We're going to have to see them in this season.
Regardless of his roster, everyone knew, though, he was going to the finals. He went to 10 straight finals, or nine straight.
Then why does he have 4 championships?
Because he's played the hardest talent of all time.
I wanted you to go first before we get into this part of it.
No one is beating that Golden State team with Kevin Durant. I don't care who. I don't care. You have that Eastern All-Stars team.
Again, that's a what if. What if the Warriors weren't so good?
I'm sorry. I think that Warriors team beats the Bulls.
That's a hypothetical situation.
No, it's not what if. That Warriors team would run laps around the Bulls.
No, don't say that.
Oh my God, they would say that. Absolutely, they would.
Don't say that. I'm gonna let you do your opener because I could already go off on some things you said. Okay. So I'll let you go. I gotta log on to this feed. I want to see what these comments are.
Okay, I would like to state my claim that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time, and when it's all said and done. Because he's still playing. Yeah, Jordan had a less season and he had more championships. But LeBron is still in his prime at 36 years old. Still in his prime at 36 years old. Michael Jordan was like damn near about to collapse. Not collapse, but like what was he averaging in his final year in DC? Like 15 points per game?
Something like that. But people always make that argument. Do you know how old Jordan was in that Last Dance documentary when he won his last championship in Chicago? 36 years old.
I know. And how, do you think LeBron's done?
LeBron, no. But exactly. LeBron's 36 right now.
Exactly.
People are always like, when Michael was this, so when Michael was 36, he was washed up. He just won MVP and the NBA Finals when he was 36.
Okay. Anyways, here's my argument here. LeBron James and Michael Jordan, just take them side by side. LeBron James is the more all-around player if we're talking about the sport of basketball. It's 5-on-5. LeBron, as many seasons... Oh, yeah, I already talked about that. Tougher finals competition. Again, the Mavericks one, I will say, he should have won that one. But again, shoulda, coulda, woulda, who cares? But the Golden State Warriors teams, LeBron didn't have any help except Kyrie Irving that one series. It's true. It's true. It's literally true. The 2015 series, it was the first time they played the Warriors. This was before the block. No Kevin Love, no Kyrie Irving. This man was literally averaging like 38-9-9.
I got to give this dude a shout out on Kareem. He won't shut the hell up. Yeah, Kareem's good, but that's not the GOAT debate right now. Kareem's not the GOAT. But yeah, Kareem's dope.
And
I'm
getting there. I am getting there. LeBron dealt with way worse teammates than Michael Jordan. Way worse teammates.
I argue that.
LeBron James, I know he left Cleveland, but he also came back to Cleveland. Once he left, and again, I think LeBron James brings more value to his team than Michael. Absolutely, and I don't think you can argue this, Seth, because when LeBron James left the Cavs...
Need help growing your business? It's what you don't know that will cost you. Tulu Peer Advisory Groups is here for every stage of business growth. Find out more at talloo.com.
to go to Miami. They ended up with the number one overall pick.
Okay,
after winning 61 games.
And first of all, they had the sixth best odds in that lottery. That's another conspiracy that the NBA is rigged. But first of all, they did not have the worst record, first of all. Yes, they had the number one pick, but they had the sixth best odds.
Okay, but you get what I'm saying.
Their entire roster from that team was basically gone. Right, when Michael left, they kept that same roster. So, I mean, when LeBron left, if Kyrie and Love were healthy and they played there, that team's probably an 8 or 9 seed. Or a 7 or 8 seed in the playoffs?
I don't think so.
I truly think so. I'm letting you finish because then I'm going to go into my second spiel.
And here's another thing. And speaking of Kareem, LeBron James is 3,300 points away from becoming the all-time leading scorer. I think he's going to end up being number one. And I think he's going to absolutely annihilate it. I think it's not even going to be close. He is easily going to finish with the most points of all time. He'll probably get it in 2 years. Maybe in a year and a half.
I got a big argument that one.
Okay. And so here's my thing. LeBron's been in the league for what?
17 years.
17 years. He has made all NBA 16 times. 16 times. That all NBA. He was an all NBA at 19. That is another thing that I'm just like, that's astonishing. And Jordan.
That's incredible.
Jordan had 11. I'm not going to bring up all-star appearances. I feel like doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't know why people always debate all-stars when they come
to this. It's not a good argument. LeBron has 16, Jordan has 14, but it's like, who really looks at all-star accolades? But yeah, those are my arguments on why I think LeBron James is the greatest basketball player.
What do you want me
time.
To start with my counter with? You want me to start on the focus on the points aspect or the team aspect?
Oh, please do the points aspect.
All right.
When he's literally going to finish top 10 in assists all time as well.
It's incredible. That is the one category I do give LeBron is his IQ, his passing. He is a better passer than LeBron James. Yes. Scoring, hell no. Now, everyone always like, well, LeBron's going to finish with more points than Michael Jordan in his career, and Michael Jordan was known as a scorer. In today's NBA, I think you can't really look at points and the skew factor to him, because in today's NBA, the three ball makes points. Teams are averaging. And if you go back into research today, during the 90s, during Jordan's runs, teams were averaging 7.7 points less per game than they are nowadays. Okay, scoring has absolutely bolstered us from the three-point. Okay, we look at the three-point line. Would you consider Michael a better shooter than LeBron James?
From two, yes.
Just a better shooter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's close, though.
Michael Jordan.
But LeBron's got the better three-pointer.
Michael Jordan, in his career, shot 1.7 threes per game. LeBron James has shot 4.4 threes per game. Okay, that's obviously an extra point each time you make it. So you add you put Michael in a game like today's NBA where you're shooting
If you put Michael in today's NBA game.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is the scoring aspect of it is a little skewed because obviously you're going to score more in today's game and LeBron's generation because you shoot way more free throws than you did back then. I mean, LeBron shoots like 12, 14 free throws a game and still bitches in the locker room after the game. Jordan shot like, 5, 6 free throws per game in his career? Three-pointers, like I said, he shot 1.7 in his career, right? 1.7 in his career per game. LeBron shoots 4.4 per career in his game.
Yeah.
That's obviously going to skew the stats long-term, right?
Yes.
There is a huge scoring difference between today's generation and between the 90s generation.
Yeah, okay, but so, okay, then let's say this. So LeBron's going to literally finish top 10 in assists all time. He's going to have 10,000 plus assists. Let's say he was more scoring dominant and less passing dominant. He'd probably have more points, right?
Yeah, I would say that.
So it's like, you can take away some things. So like, let's, you know, we can always play the what if, but like that's my thing about LeBron. He's just all around. He is the greatest basketball player we've ever seen, because all around, he really doesn't have like a glaring flaw.
Then why is he lost in the finals so many times?
Because the Golden State Warriors team with Kevin Durant, like I said, scoring has literally averaged literally 8 points per game. That is why the Golden State Warriors would run laps around that Bulls team.
No.
Yes, they would. You literally said scoring is jacked up.
Yeah, but it depends what era. I'm saying if Chicago was playing in this era, they'd be able to score like that too. If Golden State was playing back in that era, they wouldn't be able to score like that in that era. That's what I'm saying. It's just a different style brand of basketball. Now, everyone talks about, the Golden State Warriors are too good. He shouldn't have won and all this crap. I've never, ever heard in a GOAT argument say, oh, well, this other team is just, they're just too good. Tom Brady, the Chiefs were better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Chiefs going into it were favorites. You think Tom Brady was sitting there like,
yes, but
we're
how,
good, but fuck, man, we got to play with Patrick Mahomes. We got to play. No,
I know, but like,
that. What mindset is it to say that this team is just too good? I don't care. I mean, if I'm playing City League because basketball,
Los Angeles Lakers. That's an 11-11 sport. I think that's completely different.
Okay, well, I'm just saying the mindset, the mentality of it. I mean, you go into a series thinking you're going to lose 99.9% of the time, you will lose that series.
Right? Oh, 100%. But I don't think LeBron has that mindset.
He did after they lost game one when he punched the clipboard and then gave up on the Cavs the rest of that series against Kevin Durant's Warriors. He gave up that series. That series he gave up.
Yeah, because there's no shot they're winning.
So what kind of mind? I mean, you
there's
think
no shot they're winning.
That to me is the biggest difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
If Cleveland won that game, I still think Golden State wins easy. Yeah,
I still think they would have won that series. I mean, Golden State's obviously an incredible team. I'm not going to say that.
Probably the best team.
But the difference to me with LeBron and Jordan has always been the mentality factor. I understand the argument, and I've said it on the show before. I understand the argument that LeBron James might be the best pure basketball player ever. He's a better passer. He's 6'9". He's got 4 inches on Michael Jordan. Bigger than Michael Jordan. Probably just as quick as Michael Jordan. He's got all these instincts,
he's
all this ability.
God. Yeah.
Then why has he failed so much? It's mindset to me. The biggest difference for me has always been mentality. I have seen LeBron James lose his mentality and all of a sudden just check out of games. I've seen it 100%. I never saw that from Kobe Bryant. And yes, I wasn't blessed enough to watch Michael Jordan the prime, but I guarantee you I've watched more than enough Michael Jordan clips and games in my life.
I really wish I would have seen Michael in his prime. I really do.
But he does, dude, they don't check out, right? Michael or LeBron James will check out of big time situations. And there's no reason for me that someone as gifted as LeBron James and as incredible as he is should have such a horrendous record in the NBA finals.
I don't think he checks out.
I think we've seen him check out multiple times. It's gone a lot better over the years, but I think we saw it in the Dallas series. We saw it after they lost game one. We've seen him check out.
Okay. So, do you think... Oh, no. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. So here's the thing. LeBron James. So literally, just take both of them side by side. Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Who are you picking to start a franchise?
Michael Jordan.
You're out of your damn mind. Oh, my
no,
God.
I will take Michael Jordan.
Oh,
every time.
My God.
I want players with mentalities. Players with the mindset that I will outwork you.
It doesn't, okay, it doesn't
and
matter.
And I'll play you. I don't care who's in front of me. I don't care what's going to happen. You put the ball on the ground. Lord. My team is winning. Your team is not. And Michael Jordan gives you, I think there are a few players that literally, when they step onto a court, there's instant fear on the court. That is Michael Jordan.
Everyone fears LeBron.
No, I don't think a lot of people do.
Yes, they do. Okay, so.
Because LeBron's been proven to be beatable.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you're telling me you would take Michael Jordan to start your franchise right now from scratch. Doesn't matter who your coach is. Doesn't matter your location. Doesn't matter the rest of your roster. And you're still taking Michael. When literally, when you have LeBron James, who literally elevates everyone around you, no matter who he's playing with.
Yes, I take Michael.
Oh my God.
Because if things go bad, Bron's probably going to bail.
Okay, no, it's...
Or get the coach fired.
No, it's to start a franchise.
Yeah, the Bulls started with Jordan, and they did not succeed early on.
I know.
They could have gone a lot of routes, right? Michael Jordan could have left. He could have gone rid of Scottie.
If LeBron LeBron stays in Cleveland his entire career, we probably aren't having this discussion. His legacy isn't that good. Like, why can you blame him for getting out of Cleveland and going to South Beach?
Yes.
Why? Cleveland to
you
Miami.
Could have won in Cleveland. If you are the greatest basketball player in your sport, if you are the greatest player in your sport, then it really shouldn't matter a whole lot what's around you. You can make others great. And LeBron does, he does a fairly good job of that. I will give him respect. LeBron may elevates other people.
Easily, yes.
But I think he also bails when times get hard.
And it's also this era he plays in, though.
Yeah, it's a dog shit era.
When you say dog shit, what do you mean by that? Do you mean like it's like a soft era?
I hate this idea of going to play in, against guys that
like
you
around.
Should be beating. Mm-hmm. I remember watching an interview with the Dream Team. And Magic and Bird were talking, and he said, yeah, they're friends here, but there's no way in hell you could ever pay those guys to go play with each other. Because they're there to bring a championship to the team that put trust in them. They are there, and that was Boston. That was the Los Angeles Lakers. That's why that rivalry was so good, right? They could have combined it and won 7-8 championships together, but why? I mean, it's why I was pissed about Kevin Durant when he went to Golden State.
That was one of the weakest moves of all time too.
Oh,
that,
by far.
That is. I'm sorry. I think that move is way worse than LeBron's.
Okay, but LeBron way started worse. This, did he not? That wasn't a thing until LeBron and Wade and Bosch were all of a sudden best friends one summer and decided to go ditch all their teams and go play together.
He did, but that's the era we live in, and it's his friends, and he wants to go win a legit ring.
That's what I hate. That's what I hate.
I think if Michael was in this era, I think he would.
No, I don't think he ever would.
You're saying
Kobe didn't do it.
He was close.
No.
Yes, he was. He was very close to getting traded. No. Very close.
Yeah, because he hated Shaq.
He requested a trade in like 05, 06. To the Hawks.
I don't think Jordan could have left when he could. When things were bad in Chicago.
All I know is, imagine LeBron James with Phil Jackson.
Okay, but that's another situation where Michael Jordan was patient with Phil Jackson. Right? That was obviously Phil's first gig. He was like a statistics guy for the Bulls at the time. Then they promoted him, and things were a little bit on the fringe, but Jordan bought into it. Wherever LeBron goes, it's his system, right? LeBron demands it to kind of be his system.
That's how powerful he is.
But
that's how good he is.
That's not his role. He's a player. That's why I hate this whole quarterback movement now in the NFL too, where everyone's just demanding all these situations.
I think the media is also a big thing that drives that though.
Yeah. Because I 100% agree with that.
Media in today's world, like, oh my God, like that's, and that makes him just even that much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, as a GM, you got to kind of also worry about your media for like who's on your team.
Yeah.
Media purposes too. Like, you literally
So much outside influence and stuff in today's game.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I brought this up earlier, like the reason why, and I know this is completely off subject, but like media wise, like this is, I think why LaMelo fell to 3. Like if his last name wasn't Ball, like I think that people were saying he'd be the number one pick.
Yeah.
And I think media can make impacts like that in today's game. And I see.
Yeah.
And that's why you always see these players moving and stuff. I think it's the era.
I just don't understand that. I mean, what job do you sign a piece of paper, a contract, saying you're going to be here for this amount of time, but then in the middle of it, be like, I don't want to be here anymore. I demand like...
It's so easier said than done, Seth. Here, I got an example for you. Let's say you got the same job opportunity, okay? You as a human being, you and Stephanie, you can be in Cleveland, Ohio, doing basketball, or you can go to Miami and do basketball also for the same amount of ridiculous money, but you know you go to a better city, way more fun, way better weather, and you get your championship. why would you stay in Cleveland? Oh, and you get to go play with me in Miami. I'm your best
buddy.
I get
that.
You see what I'm saying?
I get that. But also what I would not do is go on television and tell the team, tell the place that I grew up, like LeBron, grew up in Cleveland, you know, the people that loved me, the two people that trusted me, the people that I promised I'd bring a championship to, all this stuff. I'm going to go on television.
He'd be back.
I'm going to go on television and be like, no, I'm going to Miami. And then have a parade or whatever that crap was and say not one, not two, not three. No, dude, it was just two. And go in and make all these proclaims. And while you, obviously you know these people that loved you and your hometown people are sitting there watching. And then once you get your ring, he's like, oh, Cleveland's kind of good now. They got some good players. Okay, yeah, now I'll come back. Like,
yeah, they got the boy.
Me,
they got Kyrie.
That's something you do if you're a good player. Like, I understand that if you're a good player. But if you're the greatest, no. You should be able to bring that to wherever you go. Like, you should be able to bring that with you. Like, when you go somewhere, it's going to be desirable, right? You're going to bring greatness with you. LeBron, I feel like, has always needed that there.
Yeah, but he knew.
First, and then he'll go join it.
Yeah, but if he stayed in Cleveland, he knew he couldn't catch Jordan.
Well, he can't catch Jordan anyway.
Yes, he will. But you see what I'm saying by that? Because you know how he always says, I'm chasing that ghost in Chicago?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. I mean, he 100% knew, if I stay in Cleveland, I am not winning six championships.
Okay, but when Jordan was struggling in Chicago,
yeah, but
and was chasing Magic's five, when he was like, man, if Magic's got five of them, we've lost, Detroit's bounced us three straight years in the playoffs, maybe I should go play with Isaiah. Maybe I should go join with whoever else was good at that time, the Stocktons and the Malones.
And honestly, good for him staying.
Yeah.
Good
and
for
that's
him.
And that's why I respect that. He was like, no, I am great, and we could be great here. And they stuck with it.
Yeah. It's the era for that argument. And I get what you're saying. I 100% get what you're saying. Yeah. Can I call LeBron weak for doing that? Not really. Because Miami never beat Cleveland like close, like him going, almost going to the finals. He went there because of his friends, better weather for his family. It made sense for him. Yeah. Could he have stayed in Cleveland? Of course. But as a human being, I can't blame that man for going to Miami. But can I blame Kevin Durant for going to the team he blew a 3-1 lead to,
right,
and going to the finals?
But the whole decision thing pissed me off. That really rubbed me the wrong way.
It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
And the fact that Cleveland just forgave himself at that. I mean, I'm like a diehard Seattle Mariner fan. If when I was a kid, Ken Griffey Jr. was my hero. He was like my everything when I was a kid. And yeah. if I was a kid watching Ken Griffey and he goes on TV and be like, I'm going to take my talents down and play for the Yankees, and goes down and wins a couple of New York and then comes back to Seattle once he gets some good players, I'd be like, hell no. I wouldn't want him back.
Okay, but imagine if Griffey got you a World Series championship.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
Seth.
If the Mariners won the World Series,
I would
literally be the happiest human being on earth. It does not matter how many rings he won.
I would have a very hard time rooting for a man that openly announced that he was ditching our organization to go play for something better. I would have a very hard time embracing that man back in.
The fact that you said
Joe Daddy 69 joined.
The fact that you said if the Mariners won the World Series and Griffey did that, you wouldn't care. That is, I'm sorry, that's the biggest cap I've ever heard.
I wish Dylan, I wish Han,
I wish Stephanie was here so bad to hear that.
I'm
actually going to play this for you.
I would not respect Ken Griffey at all if he were to do that, but he didn't. But yeah, he left to say that was a mutual part. And Seattle's never won. Obviously, I'd be excited if Seattle won, but I would not like him. I don't care if he's the one that brought to us.
I don't support that. There's no way.
That's not a true. I want people in the organization that bleed that organization. And I know it's like an old school way of doing it, but I truly believe that once you put on a jersey of a team that openly chose you and that put their trust and gave you the keys to their organization, once that happens, that's my blood. That's I don't care until my contract's up, which LeBron's contract was up. He was a free agent, so I understand him leaving. But then to go out and make some big show about it, like that's the, I understand him going to Miami. I still think it was a soft move, and it's created this whole backlash now of super teams, which I hate. But I understand him going to Miami. Just the way that he did it is when I lost all respect for him.
I see what you're saying, but I don't disrespect LeBron for that as much as I do Kevin Durant. I don't even think it's close in my opinion.
I would argue that. I don't respect Kevin Durant for doing that either. But
Durant's was way worse. Way worse, Seth.
The situation, yes, but he did not make a big television show about it.
Yeah, because he didn't have to, and he didn't want to, because that's how coward he was about it. LeBron literally had the nuts to go up and say, I am leaving Cleveland, and I am going to go win myself a championship to catch Jordan.
He had the nuts to flip off his hometown?
I mean, are you going to run away and not tell anyone? I think that'd be way worse.
No, I'm going to stay.
That's way worse. Okay, but you're both if both scenarios leaving.
Yeah, you swallow your pride, I understand. You the get Kevin, up and the go. Kevin Durant move was very, very weak. I do agree.
100%,
with that.
Especially to Russell, especially to Ibaka. But
again, we're comparing it to all these other guys. You know who didn't do that? Michael.
Kobe. Yes, I know. Again, different eras. But LeBron still has more basketball to play. Oh, you got an MJ comment.
Hey, first one. Who is it? Stancy Stars. Stancy I like Stars. You, Stancy. Stick around. Missed a lot of the debate, but it's pretty straightforward in my opinion.
Yeah, we're at 35.
Are we actually?
35 minutes. That flew by.
That did.
All right, y'all. That's going to wrap up the episode of the GOAT debate. Hope you enjoyed it. Seth, is there anything else you want to add before you were confirmed wrong?
I was not confirmed
I'm
wrong.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Again, everyone, the next couple seasons, I know when LeBron gets close in points or whatever, and yeah, if he wins another one, everyone's going to be like, oh, it's obvious LeBron. Remember, LeBron's on his 17th season. Jordan played 15. And at this time, Jordan accomplished far more. And then you throw in a minor league baseball career and an NCAA championship with an NCAA buzzer beater to win the NCAA championship to his pedigree. We'll throw that in there during that time frame too. Jordan's the GOAT.
LeBron James is the best basketball player we've ever seen. So yeah, hope you guys liked it. Retweet it. Show us some, show some love, like, comment. If you want us to answer any of your questions, feel free to just leave them in our DMs if you want on Twitter, Periscope. Make sure to check us out on Apple and Spotify now. You guys have a good one. Peace and love, y'all. The debate is not over. This debate's going to stay around for a while, but LeBron's got a lot more basketball to play. Take it easy.
Much love.
Oh my goodness. Y'all made it to the end of the podcast. Let's go. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at the_takeover for the ability to see us live Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 to 6:30 Mountain Standard Time, while we record our episodes to see the behind the scenes action, and you can leave comments and questions for us to answer. If you know anyone that needs a new sports podcast to listen to, make sure to tell all your friends, siblings, parents, baby mamas, and everyone else out there all about the takeover. We appreciate y'all. Peace and love. Hope you catch us next week.